Hello, I am Nimja, and this is You Were Confident. Tone matters. A lot of the language that we use, the way we say things, tells a lot about the meaning of the words. You were confident that you could resist, hold out, to not be swayed by my words when you were faced with my presence. You were confident that you could hold on at least for a little while and not immediately sway as soon as I said that word. Tone matters so much, as well as knowledge. To know what you know, both now, then, and soon. One little infliction will make all the difference. You were confident, and that confidence is soon going to change, to melt, to fade. And the only reason why you are going to be aware of it is because this is more fun. To make it go from you were confident to you were confident. A little game of eroding your own perception, your meaning, your experience. A lot of things in hypnosis is meaning. The communication of intent. You don't need words for that. I'm sure you're aware of the come over here movement with a hand, or a wave, or a look that says that you may be in trouble. You know the meaning of certain hand movements, like a snap of a finger or a little wave in front of your eyes. You know these things. You may not know that you know them, but oh, you do. You've seen them many times before, either consciously or unconsciously. In fact, maybe I should give a little warning. It is quite possible that you won't remember much of all of this, other than the fact that you were confident. Then again, you're not really sure what you were so confident about. Were you confident that you can resist? Are you confident that you can fall into a deep trance without even noticing? Were you confident that you could listen very intently to each and every word? Were you confident that you follow the sentences, the structure of the words, the phrasing of the paragraphs, and the flow of lines? Were you confident that you unconsciously answered all my questions with a yes, softly smiling as I call out your own feelings? And then, of course, that reaction. Awareness, frustration, playful enjoyment and amusement. As I said, You were confident. It's easy to underestimate the power that words have on you. And again, you are here, curious to listen, curious to explore, and wondering what more is possible. Is it meter, rhyme, pacing, tempo, rhythm? The way the words puzzle together and create a progress in your thoughts to go in a certain direction? Is it secret code, woven into the narrative that slowly steals your will and leaves you a mindless, hypnotized subject? Of course, such things would be complete nonsense. It shouldn't be so easy that just a few simple words put you into a trance that cause you to stare mindlessly or even close your eyes without noticing, drifting ever deeper into that state where you just wait for that word. There is a word, a thing you're sure you've heard before. Something that causes your thoughts to stop, accompanied perhaps by a snap and then a deep feeling. A single syllable, short, direct, almost like a command, but also an invitation, a word that somehow seems to create a ripple of silence in your mind. It's so easy to imagine the feeling of falling, fluttering and flowing down into the drifting state of hypnosis. Your confidence that you would be very good at focusing. You feel the certainty settling on your thoughts, your senses, as you sink slightly deeper. There is a word. Does it feel frustrating to not hear it, or a real moment of emotion to meander towards the word? These pauses, what purpose do they serve? Do they intensify your focus, or do they pull you up and down, in and out of trance? It's as easy as breathing. So allow yourself to wake for a moment, to play the confused, almost mindless mind, up and down, but not around. There is a soft feeling of swaying involved, a gentle movement, almost like a swing, as if you could get lost within that sensation of rocking deeper into trance, of falling further in a state of hypnosis. And then maybe you would wonder if you're awake or if you're just falling down again, drifting deeper. There's still that word. You're sure you've heard it before, but not right now. It's like you're waiting for it. Just like rain, it'll drop. And a switch in your mind is so pleasantly calm. And there's this strange feeling as if you're aware that every time that I pull you back up and then make you fall back down, it gets fuzzier and fuzzier until there's nothing left but a wonderful, floaty, blissful blank state that is not fully aware of when it began or where it ended. Letting go of what happens, letting it sink deep into your unconscious. The rest is irrelevant right now. Wake just for a moment, a brief moment of realization that you are, you were, you will be deeply hypnotized as you drop back down. You were confident that you would forget, that you would focus, let go, and drift up and down, that you would fall for the words and enjoy them even more. There's so many words. It's okay if you let them go, if you let yourself ride, drift and slide ever deeper into trance. Hypnotized in a comfortable state. You don't have to wait anymore, you can draw. And like I said before, it's okay to let these experiences sink into your unconscious. Let them stay while you flow out of their way and let the rest go. A fuzzy feeling of floating nothingness. It's okay to go up and down, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. A little wake, and then another deep, inevitable drop. And the more you try to hold on to any thoughts, the easier they fly away. And there can't be any missing memories if you never held on to them in the first place. So it's just easier to let them go. Let it show in your thoughts that you're focused on these words and these words alone. The rest right now is just unimportant. That's right. Take a nice deep breath and let it all go. Very good. And what's nice is that your unconscious mind will know what it feels comfortable with. You can and will reject any suggestions that don't feel right. And if you want to enjoy and embrace the feelings of letting go and being unaware of what's happening, you can do so safely. Sinking away like this is incredibly relaxing. You were confident before. Now, you were confident. While you remain in a trance, you can let yourself be overwhelmed or surprised, be drifting even deeper as long as you are comfortable. Once it is time to get back up again, you'll find that your confidence returns even stronger than before. Until then, though, Enjoy the ride. I'm sure you will. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself awakened just like I said. Until then, enjoy the emptiness and the wonderful feelings that it brings. Let yourself go with the flow and the emptiness inside. And let the surprise feel even more amazing. Who knows? The less you remember, the better it feels. You can always get it back if you want to. For now, just enjoy. And go with the flow.